I heard the folks a talking in our house the other night
about Adam in the scripture long ago.
Yes, long ago. The lady folks all abused him, said he knowed it wasn't right.
And course the men folk, they all said, that's so, that's so, that's so.
I felt sorry for Mr. Adam, and I felt like putting in, 'cause I knows more than they do all about what made Adam sin. Adam never had
no mammy for to take him on her knee
and teach him right from wrong and show him
things he ought to see.
I knows down in my heart that he'd have let that apple be,
let that apple be.
But Adam never had no dear old mammy. They talked about the garden that the good Lord put him in,
and argued about the apple and the tree,
that apple tree. Then someone says, you listen while the scripture I begin.
And of course I thought the good folks would agree, they couldn't agree.
Then the preacher who was standing said, now brethren, stop the fight, 'cause you know just as I do what the sister says is right. Adam never had
no mammy for to take him on her knee
and teach him right from wrong, and show him
things he ought to see.
I knows down in my heart that he'd have
let that apple be,
let that apple be.
But
Adam never had no childhood round the old log cabin door.
He never know no pickin' in his life.
He started in a great big grown-up man, and what is more,
he never had the right kind of a wife, no kind of wife.
Just suppose he had a mammy when that tempting did begin, and she had come and told him, son, don't eat that, it's a sin. Adam never had
no mammy for to take him on her knee
and teach him right from wrong and show him
things he ought to see.
To see. I knows down in my heart that he'd have
let that apple be, let that apple be.
But
Adam never had
no.